then I always remember when I was 14, my grandmother died. And it was my first funeral, and it was horses, and it was very bumpy up the London Road. And when the coffin was lowered into the grave, Mr. Atkins, who was the verger, leaned across the grave and he said to my uncle, in a very loud voice, there's room for one more. And some 20 years later, my uncle was that one more. My grandparents and three of their children have a grave in the churchyard at St. Lawrence. The cross is near to the entrance, but I think the grave's in the vestibule. And I'd like to say that Paul and Christine Howard from St. Lawrence kindly keep it tidy. And for that, I'm very grateful.
Well done, Christine. It was Christine that introduced me to Betty and Beryl, so we're doubly grateful.
My mum was a lovely lady. Her name was Lizzie, and she was a member of North Sheen Baptist Church, which was a tin building on the corner of Ridge Road, where the Van Hire place is now. And as children, we went to Sunday school and Band of Hope and Brownies and Guides. My dad didn't go to church, but he was always helped us and made sure we went, and he was always willing to do anything to help us for church or Sunday school. And he didn't let us play ball or skip or sew on Sundays because he didn't agree with it.
Not indeed.
Can I say, Peter, that it was when we came out, I was the only one, of course, my sister had to go somewhere else, my older sister. But it was when Betty and I met at Ridge Road when I was... said, you know, I have to go to Ridge Road School because I couldn't be booked in anywhere else. And then Betty said, oh, I'll call for you. And you can,
I don't
remember. I'll knock for you as I pass and you can come to the Baptist Church with me, you see. Because, I mean, we were only girls, weren't we?
Yes.
And I said to my gran, oh, I can go with Betty. I mean, we didn't know each other very well because we had only just met. So my gran said, no, you're not. No, tell her you're sorry, but you can't go there. You've got to go to St. Lawrence. Which was a longer walk.
Quite, yes.
Well, it would have only been across the main road for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But now, we know you went to church and Sunday school and such like. Were there any other sort of children's activities, organisations around?
Yes, there were. Well, I don't know about Betty, but attached to St. Lawrence, they were the guides, I believe. But we weren't allowed to belong to anything.
Oh.
Couldn't have a uniform.
And in the Baptist Church, you had lots of youth organisations. Mm-hmm. So I know Beryl's wrote the centenary booklet of the North Sheen Baptist Church and mentioned the brigades and such like there. So you're all heavily involved in that.
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What about adult activities? I mean, were there organisations? I mean, I know the Women's Institute, Morden Women's Institute, celebrated their centenary a few years ago. I think a couple of years ago. Did your grandma didn't... Was your mum involved in Women's Institute or anything like that?
No. I think it was women's meetings and things like that for the church.
Yeah, this is it, isn't it?
No. My parents weren't involved in anything like that, no. My brother was in the Sea Cadets.
Oh, yeah.
In the what?
Long way from the sea.
Mitcham. Mitcham. I can remember him, August after the war, in the Victory Parade. I mean, he marched in that. He would have been about, well, he was 15 then. Wow. Yeah.
We actually have time, Peter.
No, of course.
Living on a farm, I suppose, you had to help.
Did the women have jobs outside the house or anything like that? It was a full-time job, wasn't it, looking after a house?
It is.
It still is, absolutely.